بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. تحصیل جذب کا طریق. ارشاد: طلب کے ساتھ ساتھ عجز و عبدیت کے اظہار سے جذب ہوتا ہے. جیسے ہم کسی بچے کو دور سے دیکھ کر ہاتھ پھیلا دیں کہ ہماری گود میں آ جا, اور وہ شوق میں دوڑے اور دو قدم دوڑ کر گر پڑے, اس وقت ہم دوڑ کر اس کو اٹھا لیتے ہیں, اور اگر وہ چلے بھی نہیں تو ہم بھی نہیں لیتے. بس یہاں اس کی ضرورت ہے کہ تم اس طویل راستے کے طے کرنے کا قصد کر کے چلو اور گر پڑو, یعنی عجز و عبدیت کا اظہار کرو, پھر حق تعالی خود تم کو اٹھا کر منزل پر پہنچا دیں گے. وصول کا طریق. ارشاد: دو چیزیں ہیں, انہی میں لگنے سے سالک کا کام بنتا ہے, اور جو بھی پہنچا ہے انہی سے پہنچا ہے. وہ باتیں یہ ہیں, ذکر اور اطاعت, مگر ان کا طریقہ کسی محقق سے دریافت کرو, اپنی رائے سے تجویز نہ کرو, باقی کیفیات و احوال کے در پہ نہ ہو, وہ سب انہی دو کی باندیا ہے. تحصیل جذب کا طریق. ارشاد: طلب کے ساتھ ساتھ عجز و عبدیت کے اظہار سے جذب ہوتا ہے. جیسے ہم کسی بچے کو دور سے دیکھ کر ہاتھ پھیلا دے کہ ہماری گود میں آ جا, اور وہ شوق میں دوڑے اور دو قدم دوڑ کر گر پڑے, اس وقت ہم دوڑ کر اس کو اٹھا لیتے ہیں, اور اگر وہ چلے بھی نہیں تو ہم بھی نہیں لیتے. بس یہاں اس کی ضرورت ہے کہ تم اس طویل راستے کے طے کرنے کا قصد کر کے چلو اور گر پڑو, یعنی عجز و عبدیت کا اظہار کرو, پھر حق تعالی خود تم کو اٹھا کر منزل پر پہنچا دیں گے.
Requires two elementary things. One is the remembrance for Allah Ta'ala, and number two is to obey. The journey is great, but if Allah Ta'ala wishes to make it easy, it becomes very easy. See that. There's a 200-story building, right? And we want to go right up. So it's going to be difficult, 200 stories. But the boss says, all right, I've got a private elevator. In 30 seconds, I can talk. So if the lover wants to make it easy, within seconds you reach. But then on the side of the seeker, he must keep these two things: remembrance and listen. A remembrance will refer to what type of remembrance is required at that time. Azan is going, so what is the type of remembrance that's required? Coming into the masjid, what is required? Going into the toilet, what is required? This situation of sensual pleasure, what is required there? There's a sitting where there's a discussion about ghibat, carrying tales, or ridiculing someone, right? So what are you supposed to be doing there? So that's called remembrance for Allah Ta'ala. And because of the remembrance for Allah Ta'ala, you did something, and because of the consciousness, the awareness of Allah Ta'ala's presence, then you left out something. Either you did, or you left out. But why? Not because of convenience. Like, you're watching TV, right? And some bad stuff. And suddenly your wife came in, and you switched it off. So So this is not sawab. This is now just to protect yourself. Right? First you may say, Maulana asked you what to do. Yes. So leaving it out for the right reasons, for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. He is watching, he doesn't like all these things here. And why am I looking at these things here? So that to listen, but for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. The consciousness of Allah Ta'ala is so great in your mind that it won't let you do anything else. They say a potter is looking for a job. In the old days, or in Urdu, the potter is called Kuli. Right. So he's looking for a job. One person offering the job says to him that you've got a whole parcel of fish. So can you help me? Yes. This is the fair, etc., to greed. En route to the house, he hears the azan. The potter says, I'll stop here and I'll do my namaz and then I'll leave. So, this is alright, the hieress is alright. Now the namaz is over, and 10 minutes after the namaz, and the potter is not still coming out. So he's shouting out for the porter, what's wrong? Why aren't you coming out? What's stopping you from coming out? The porter, uneducated, but see the profound answer. He says, the one that is stopping you from getting in is stopping me from coming out. See that? The remembrance of Allah. At that time, the job, then they get a fare for the day, a fee for the day. But what was the level of the consciousness, the awareness of Allah Ta'ala at that time? So at any given time, that awareness, so it's called kasrat zikr. So when you get into the routine of remembering Allah Ta'ala properly and correctly, then so your entire, all your limbs, they begin to conform. All your limbs begin to conform to remembrance. So do it, as I said early on, when a mother wants to start with the solids for the child. See? She has to wean the child, but initiate him with solids. So she can't at once just leave the milk and initiate the solids. She'll have to do it gradually. So first, one small thing, maybe a gem squash or something, they put. The child is not too comfortable, still crying for the milk. And then something else, some rice, some curry, right? Eventually what happens, that the child can't do without the food. The one that is the routine of smoking, bad habit, or drugs, right? Initially, felt miserable when he took that first experience of the drug. He didn't feel good about this. And now, constant abuse, now he can't do without it. First he found it difficult, now he can't do without it. So the same here, Shaykh recommends certain zikrs. Do this. Tarkarima, istighfar, durood sharif, one tasbih each day. But that has to be done diligently. So, and that opens the capacity, or builds the capacity for the ma'murat and the manhiyat. Builds the capacity for you to do the right things and to avoid the wrong things. Like the brother gave something at the beginning and then built the capacity. So the small tasbihad, the ma'mula, the teaching of the sheikh, right? The teaching of the sheikh, when it's applied, it builds capacity. A lot of times you notice people that link up with all the shaykh, right? Properly, correctly. But suddenly there's a change in them. When the man was too hot-headed, losing his marbles. You see, he nowadays, different words, losing the marbles, sticked off, lost it, emotional, temperamental, or same words. So the person was like that, impulsive, just do it. Now he becomes calm, cool, composure. So this is a barakat of listening, listening to your elder, with zikr. Listen to them, but with the zikr that he's recommended, start off. And that must be done diligently. Whatever he's asked you to do, the zikr, his dua, it's a mode of Quran Sharif, so let's do start it off. And you reach a point that you can't do without it. You get a real taste, and to leave the wrong becomes like natural. And the second thing that under discussion, yes, the subject of jazb, right? So jazb, what it refers to, you experience a certain attraction to good, a good level of attraction to good, right? Where before it was difficult for you to do that, now you get an attraction, you want to do it, right? Before, to leave it out was difficult, now you get an aversion. I know some people, right? They have a cigarette problem, right? Some people that come here for some time, 60 to 90 cigarettes, right? Then suddenly they had a heart problem, something happened in their life. And then overnight they left it out. But when they left it out, it's enough. For which extreme? They were on the thing for good years, right? 60 to 90, right? But when they left it out, it became such that they got an aversion even for the smell. So in namaz, they're standing next to someone who's smoking, they feel very, very uncomfortable. So the same happens in righteousness and wrong. You can't do without it, and you build up a very, very strong aversion for the wrong. You couldn't do without porn, must see that together thing. Now it's such an aversion, a natural aversion, like how you have an aversion for sulis, right? It's in your hand. Say you are going somewhere and it's in your hand. You need to meet your friend of the masjid and there is some amount of dirt, right? So do you feel comfortable? Even say, even if you just got up from your sleep and you realize that you messed up, yeah? Number two, right? Can you sleep in that state? You have started aversion, right? You realize that some mistake happened and something is shot out, right? So, can you remain there? So you feel such a aversion that you can't remain. So now, this is called jazb. So this jazb, how does it come then? Jazb comes listening with humility. You submit to your elder, but with total humility. You humble yourself, thinking that he has an understanding of the path, and the fact that he is taking you to Allah Ta'ala. Can there be a path greater than this? Can there be an endeavor more important than this? Can't be anything more important. So I mustn't ask him. Just do it. It's not a matter of who and why. Not a matter of who and why. So I say, many times people that are secular educated, this is the place where they go off. Either they ask, or their minds are asking who and why. So if they're not asking verbally, their minds, it's in the mind who and why. So it's a matter of just do and die. With humility, we just accept. And Paul Human understanding that he knows what he's talking about, and I don't know. I need to understand. I don't have the understanding. He has the understanding. Like, you know, you go to a cardiologist, right? So you know he's a expert in the field, right? Very competent, very well recommended, too much of success rate, right? So he tells you, or you will leave out this type of foods for some time. Red meat, all that, leave it out. So will you ask him, if he's an expert, he knows it very well, he's very thorough. You will ask him who and why. Who told you this? Why must I leave it out? Will you ask him all those questions? Because you know it's your dear life. And you know how dear life is to you, right? And you know the expertise of the person. So say, Ji Hazrat, leave it out, sure. I won't ask anything, but I know you're a very qualified person. And I know my life is too dear. So therefore, with all humility, I just accept. See that? And because your life is dear, so you just listen and carry on. You know what happened to you? Whether attack, right? And now Allah Ta'ala saved you, right? You got a second life. Now that you got a second life, it's clear you must just leave all these things here. So what will be the level of your adherence? How will you do it? Dr. Saab said, hey, you shouldn't eat this thing here. Finish. Doesn't happen, right? So the same happens here. When you listen, the level of humility, then Allah Ta'ala substitutes you with an attraction. So you get an attraction for the work. It's not just an effort, not just a work, a struggle, but you find enjoyment. The attraction means you get it's a little child is learning to walk, right? Say it's about 2 years or 1.5 years of age and he's learning to walk, right? So you open your arms from a distance and call him, come, run. So with a smile on his face, my Abba is calling and he run. But he's so small, he's running, so he may just fall. Right? And then you quickly catch him. Right? So same here, try and fall down. Fall down means humble yourself. Try and humble yourself. Then you see how Allah Ta'ala will just grasp you. See? So try and fall down. Keep trying. Don't ask who and why. No. And more especially when you're on this path, then who and why doesn't work. So don't do this, that's enough. Why, who, when. Then you're not sincere on this path here. So it is much less. You mustn't mix around. So then, elders told me, don't mix around. Understand again that you've got a cardiac arrest, yet. And the daughter said, you must, after Isha, go straight to bed. Then you go for brides, parties and all that. The doctor shall see, is getting into discussions and debates, and that's putting your pressure up, and that could affect your heart, right? So if you want some good health, then leave this thing out. So your health is so dear that you don't want to go to discussions, debates, arguments, you don't want all that, fights, you don't want. Right? Why? You understand that. You don't look at these things here. You're looking at these things here, it just puts your pressure up. And that could then affect your heart, right? So, when your life is so dear, you will watch these things. You will get into that discussion. You will meet up people. So, yeah, I want to enjoy my health. I still have little children, but a dear wife. So I want to enjoy my life. Right? So you leave it out. But with submission and humility. I must do it. Not grudging. You do something, they told me not to do it, so I'll leave it all grudging. Do it with a passion. Do it with humility. So the action, but supported strongly with humility and a passion to do it. Not just carrying out an instruction, but passionate about it. And then Allah grants you this just, this attraction. And then you feel, I must do this thing here. You know, leave this thing out. And you see now, you see, you hear the virtue of the Laylatul Qadr, right? So there are many people, when they listen to the virtue, they will do something. Namaz, or Quran Sharif Tilawat, someone making dua, someone engaging zikr. They don't want to waste their time. Why? They heard about the virtue, so they got an attraction. So that when you hear the virtue, but learn, listen attentively. Listen attentively. Kitab is being read, you know, there'll be some gem. That gem will just strike a chord. One word in the ta'lim may just strike a chord. One hadith may just turn you upside down. But listen attentively with a proper good intention. With the respect that these are the words of Allah Ta'ala. These are the words of my dear Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. I must listen to it attentively, properly, correctly. At home also, and in the masjid as well. Ta'lim in the house of the recommended kitabs, right? Or at home, then I must do it, listen to it, properly. Right? 2 days ago, there was the story. See this, listen to it, but with a passion. So the mother was very fond of the child, but the child was off the course, off the track completely, and in that state he died. So the mother saw the child, she saw him in a miserable state, under punishment, of difficulty. Then after some time, then she saw that the child is now in Jannat, enjoying himself, full of respect, full of honor, full of beauty, full of nur. So he asked the mother, what happened? The mother asked the child, what happened? She says, no, one sinner came past this Qabristan, right? And he took stock of himself. She says, Qabristan is not only when you read something and pass the sawab. Yes, it is beneficial to read something and pass the sawab, right? It's good. Though you can send the sawab from a distance, right? But being present in the Qabristan is different, right? The sawab can reach when you are sending the sawab from the home as well. But at that spot, being different, right? Like, you sit from Fajr to the Ishraq, right? You get a Umrah Sawab, right? But that doesn't stop you from going for Umrah as well. Okay. This also gives you an Umrah Sawab. But when people say, no, I'm getting my Umrah Sawab, I don't need to take the pains to go for the actual Umrah. So you will do this also, So I must go for prayer as well. Don't you have that? So same, one is to send the sawab for the amwat, for the deceased, and one is to be present there at the qabr. Right. And then at the one of the more important functions of the qabristan is فَإِنَّهَا تُذَكِّرُ الْآخِرَةِ. It reminds you of your death. Reminds you of your end. Reminds you that you will be in this place. It reminds you that you're so strong, sturdy, enjoying life at its best. And there are people here, you can see, I know of, and they live life right to the full. What cars they had, how they drove, what holidays they went for, what clothing they still wear, what businesses they had, what influence they had. Yesterday one person came, so he's got about 1,000 people working under him. He's a boss, and there's 1,000 people working under him. So now, you hear these stories, you see the person, what he was, influence, wealth, life, now and then, going to Dubai, Umrah, holiday, the branded cars, the type of clothing he's wearing, his children are wearing, the estates that he's living in. And then, that crucial moment, it just struck. Now, where does he lie? Where's his influence? Where's that wealth? Where's that flying high? Where's that exotic clothing and food? Where's it gone? So, allow your mind to think, see? Think on realities. See, we have left this, we have sort of this capacity, we have wasted it. Capacity of thinking, reflecting, understanding. If we are using it, we are using it only for material reasons. How to multiply, right? How to improve on my profession, right? I got a profession. I must become a better practitioner, be able to practice more, with better ideas. If I'm a businessman, how to upgrade the business, what other lines I must introduce, which other stores I must bring up, how must I review my business. So we got that ability, but the ability is only for material reasons. So that the same ability Allah Pak has given us, now we apply it to death, right? To my end. So we're all going in that very end. So we're going to Qabristan for that reason. So that when you're thinking right, then it must shake you up. It must move you. So this person here is in the Qabristan and he's thinking about this thing on these lines. As he's thinking properly, correctly, see, sometimes those thoughts cross our minds when we're in the Qabristan burying someone. But then, as we step out of the Qabristan, we try to bluff ourselves, see, we have to face reality, go back to work. Not realizing the most real thing is death. There can't be a thing as real as death. So we say, no, if you go back to reality, that's fooling yourself. Sometimes, lying down, then think to yourself, Allahu yatawaffal anfusa heena mawtiha. In a few moments, I'll be out. Right? Maybe I'll be as good as dead. Because I'm oblivious of my environment at that time. You know what's going on at that time. So I'll be as good as dead. So now, before that moment comes, what must I do? I don't want to be left in the lurch there. I didn't make preparations, I didn't work for this end, and I'm caught you know, just in a sudden caught. Unexpected, I'm just caught. I don't want that to happen to me. So what must I do? See, so when you're thinking is going the right way, you're rightly aligned. When you're rightly aligned, then take advantage of this thinking. And Allah yahulu bayna al-mar'i wa qalbi. Quran says, remember that something intervenes you and your objectives. Something comes in between you and your objective. Like now, your eyes opened up, right? For namaz, right? And you didn't realize that that was the blessing of Allah Ta'ala. You opened your eyes for namaz. You turned around and slept again. And this blessing that Allah blessed you with, it doesn't come again. It came and you just ignored it. So that blessing was a gift of Allah, like a mihman, a guest, right? An honorable guest. Very, very honorable guest. He left all his work just to be with you, right? Come to your door and say, well, I come after 2 hours. Will he ever come back to you? He left all his work, tight schedule, such an influential person, but just out of kindness he came in. So Allah comes between. So when those beautiful thoughts come, right, then do the maximum. At that time, do it. So the thought comes, right? Let me help this person out. Allah Pak has given me something. This person is in constraints. Let me help him out. Right? So we help him out. He needs his 20,000. I gave it to him, right? So you are in constraints and you help him out. Now then, don't fight this thought with other negative thoughts. No, but you know, we have to go for Umrah. You know, next week we have to go for an invite or for a holiday and we need something. Now you see this person in desperation and all these ulterior things are coming on the way. What important thing is, right? Yeah, he needs it. So this great thought came and exploit it. Allah will open your heart even more. And it won't be that you'll be deprived. Allah will make the arrangements. And this time, this person, Allah will put in your heart, help the person out. So do it at that time. You messed up with the phone. Right? Like I say, everybody that has got a smartphone, right? He's not smart. You know, at some point, they definitely got messed up. Very seldom you come across a person who's got that smartphone and he never gets back. He must have, even maybe just for a minute, half a minute, but definitely he got messed up. Can't rule it off that he wasn't messed up. Ask good people, good pious people, in confidence, ask them sometimes, can you tell me with confidence that you never got messed up with this thing? So not many times, but I can't say that I never got messed up. So it's such a shaitanic device. So you realize now that it's a shaitanic device. Right? And it's going to cause me to slip. Today I'm experimenting. Tomorrow it will be an addiction. And one man came to me. He's about 78 something, right? Doctor, 78 years of age. So he says, I was watching something just popped up. Naked woman, right? Now I'm going to sajda and her picture is coming before me, right at sajda. So I just want to know from the doctor, so why are you concerned now? So he's telling me, well, what if at the time of my maud, this type of flashbacks, then I'm going to recite the kalima and this thing is coming, then what's going to happen? So you see what a dangerous device this is. So, when you understand the potential of danger, understand this is, you know, interrupt your relationship with Allah Ta'ala. So how can you entertain it, right? Your wife is very dear to you, right? But you know, this something is going to interrupt your relationship with her. So you'll continue with that. Don't do it. Because you don't want to sacrifice the relationship. Right? You don't want to sacrifice that love. So now, the love with Allah Ta'ala, and these things are coming and interrupting, they're disrupting the whole relationship. So I told some people, I thought of a lot of solutions to this. But I think the best solution I thought of, the grace of Allah Ta'ala, is take it and dip it into the water for at least 10 minutes. And I think that will be more than malakul maut for the thing. Finish. Dip in the water, just for 10 minutes. Grab for the second time, do it for the second time. We will do it immediately. There's no, you don't say, I'll give my chance for a chance, no. No. The nafs, you don't give it a chance. You failed once, the first and the last. You don't take a chance again, right? Once and last. Because you know, it's damaging your relationship with Allah Ta'ala, damaging it. This filth is coming out, and the filth you can't see. But these evil actions, they have got a filth, right? And the filth comes out from the eyes, from the mouth, and leaves a terrible stench. And the hadith says, just for a lie, the malaika find such a terrible stench, they run away, miles away from you. For a lie, right? Then, for things that are worse than a lie, then, Usman al-Ghani radiallahu anhu, once he warned the people, مَا بَعْلُ أَقْوَامٍ يَتَرَشَّحُونَ عَنْ أَعْيُنِهِمْ الزِّنَا. I can see zina coming out from your eyes. The stench, it hurts. They say that they can actually feel, some of the Ahlullah, they can actually feel the stench for the misuse. When you're getting into indecent activity, though it's just eyes, but they can feel the stench. You can actually perceive the stench. So now, can you imagine then how the malaika will feel and how your relationship with Allah Ta'ala will be affected? So you just, for the sake of Allah Ta'ala, the 20,000 years let it go. Second time again let it go. Now, won't Allah Ta'ala take a liking for you? You know, it's not just, you know, all humility today. I messed it up and I don't want to play with this relationship. I don't experiment. All humility, you messed it, right? Second time. You think Allah won't like you? And you think you are going to take a lesson? Hey, I spent on this thing here, you know. There was such data in that, right? Such information. So all those things won't flash back, because your relationship with Allah Ta'ala is too much. That's why in kana abaukum abnaukum walukum, all that, right? Ahabba ilaykum min Allahi wa rasulihi wa jihadin fi sabili, three things. If these things, all the stupid things, right? Wrong relationships, or even permissible relationships, if they are dear, more dearer than Allah Ta'ala, His Rasul, and striving. This immersing is a strive, isn't it a strive? I can't say now, I've seen this thing, let me go for one gush, the gush will wipe it out. That time the strive is just immerse. Don't bluff yourself. See, in the first place, gave to you. I came to a mall, right, and this is how the nurse played with me, right? So now, I'm not going to go back. I take an oath. If I do it, I'll give away 50,000 dirhams straight away. You think you'll do it again? I'm not going to do it. Now, this is easy. I'll go for a guest here on Kitab reading. So now I'll just expiate the wrong. But you cough all that 50,000 then, you know, 50,000. Yes, immersing. Then people ask, all right, what about my work and my business? And I advise two things. If it is that your work is going around this, it revolves around that, then just in the workplace, don't bring it home, don't carry it with you. just leave it at the workplace. And then for the rest of the time, a small phone, without features, to take calls and answer. That is if أَحَبَّ إِلَيْكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. You want that impassionate experience with Allah Ta'ala. You want that. Then Allah wants to see لَيَبْلُوَنَّكُمُ اللَّهُ بِشَيْءٍ مِنَ السَّيْدِ تَنَالُوا أَيْدِيكُمْ وَرِمَاحُكُمْ. Allah was going to test you out, right? Things that are well, things that are well in reach, right? Well in reach. Well in reach of your hands, right? Tanalu aidiku. Well in reach, right? So, is the phone not well in reach? Is it or not? Not even on 5 seconds, just pick it up. So, Allah is testing you out in things that are well in reach of your hands. Today he's talking about Hajj and animals of game, right? Sometimes it's well in reach. Here it's in your pocket. The animal, the monster, it's not even an animal, it's like a monster. Monster that's in your pocket is well in reach. Within good reach. So Allah wants to see, alright, is this more dearer or am I? Do I come second? And number two, in second in his life, or number one, right? Person has got a beautiful wife, very good relationship. Unfortunately, he fell into some wrong, right? Girlfriend, etc. So the wife, she's upset because am I number one in his life, or now I'm coming, just tagging along. So that's the reason this stupid auntie here, she thinks of that, right? Right. And you don't want to let go of her, then how can you experiment with the relationship with Allah Ta'ala? Ask yourself. أَحَبَّ إِلَيْكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ وَجِهَادٍ فِي سَبِيلِهِ. So you're sitting in a company, mixing up with friends, and you know you're going to end up in some ghibat, right? You're going to end up in some lay'an, right? So how can I interrupt the relationship? Whatever it is, gents, I'm leaving. There was one person that used to come from Etiquette, to this, Ismail Bhai, right? Later we knew, after he passed, we knew a big professional person, etc. Now he should be a, he'll do all the menial jobs, some sweeping here, and after Maghrib gives people badam, onam badam, tutu badams. But then, he passed away, so they were explaining how he passed away. The Sahaba Kirab on the beast came to receive him. So we asked now, obviously, a beautiful death, right? But what this man was doing? He says, be a very friendly person, cheerful, but he's very careful about the tongue. Extreme it. Tongue and eyes, very extreme. He's sitting with friends and family. The moment they start off these type of things, wrong, rebirth, etc., of viewing something that's not right, then he will excuse them straight away. He won't delay. Straight away, get up and move. That was now the most prominent thing in this person here. So, مَا كَانَ رَبُّكَ نَسِيَّ. Allah Pak doesn't forget. See, the good. And you showed him your true love. You showed him your loyalty. You showed him how faithful you are. See, Allah will forget that. He won't forget that. The time that you need him, he's going to be there for you. See that? So, this is called that jazb, right? And jazb is that attraction. You become impassionate, you want to do it. So that comes, how it comes, when you heard the word of Allah Ta'ala, just with all submission. So one man, I think you won't find a person in that, in South Africa, so professional is that. Was all countries, all that. So he's contracted. He's so important, right? For his expertise and all that. So again, the same advice. So he digested it immediately. And then he's thinking how he'll do it. So he did the same thing. He left it just for the work. And then, for other uses, phone without any features. He's telling me that personally, well, it's surprising. It's really, really shocking. See, before I used to find it difficult to read one ruku in the Quran. Now, cool, calm, 2-3 sabaras every day. Coming early to the masjid, and cool, calm, and just completing it. I have such an enjoyable life with my wife and my children, before arguing, fighting. Now, the life is so enjoyable, so pleasant. No arguments, tallying the house, doing Quran Sharif, zikr. There's so much of love. Sometimes mistaking, are we here? Are we in this home? Are we in Jannah? How Allah does substitute? See the attraction. Thinking, are we in Jannah? Or are we in earth? But how Allah bakit? So when you showed him that level of loyalty, you think he'll forget. He's going to replace you with something. But then, just do it. With all humility, and with all submission, just do it. Just immerse it, finish. For a small phone, no features, that only for the job. You know, only busy business hour, that's all. And nothing else. See how Allah will. Same, the company, but 0.5% doubt, something will carry on here. If you will taunt someone, if you will speak against someone, or they will speak against some group, this group is speaking against that group, sometimes they speak against an ulama group, etc. Give that. Alhamdulillah. See, Ramakullah, I'll get the dua of so many people. So when you show that loyalty, then Allah Ta'ala appreciates this. So this relationship with Allah Ta'ala is the most personal relationship. And you have to honor the relationship. Can't take it casually. Can't take it. It's a real relation. The ultimate relation. The best relation. The most important relationship. So we can't be experimenting on this. So it has to be honored, respected, guarded, and fixed up straight away. So like I say, you want to relieve yourself, giving up some gas, right? And before you realize it, some jullah came out. You think you're comfortable with that? So that the sin is worse than the jullah. Then you want to correct yourself. Hey, go quickly now. You don't want to talk to people because you'll get the smell. So you're not comfortable. Go messed up, clean yourself, change your trousers, wash that thing, whatever. Right? But you want to do it straight away because you know how embarrassed you'll feel. So say, hey, you missed yourself. What happened? How you'll feel at that time? So you don't experiment with this relationship. There's a mistake. So Allah Pak Himself says, وَلَمْ يُسِرُّ عَلَىٰ مَا فَعَلُ. They made a mistake. They're not persistent with the wrong. Look again. Again. وَلَمْ يُسِرُّ عَلَىٰ مَا فَعَلُ. They don't persist. Made a mistake first time, last time, then I don't experiment with it for the second time. Now you're traveling, right? You broke the speed limit, 250. Accident, and your child was badly hurt, right? Injured. After 6 months, he recovered fully. You take your child again and drive so recklessly. You know, the child means too much to you. So what's the value of your iman? Allah Pak blessed you with the best of gifts. So is that iman so cheap? Experiment again, second time, third time. Is your iman so cheap? So Allah Pak strengthens your iman when you show him that, oh, this iman is too valuable to me. And I respect it. I don't want anything to come and taint this iman. You read the story of Sufyan Thawri rahmatullahi. He says, I was deprived for the tahajjud for 6 months because I entertained a wrong thought of someone. Saw someone crying before Allah Ta'ala. And perhaps the thought I entertained. One thought just passed the mind, you don't answer them. But you entertain the thought, now he's a showy, he's just doing it impressively. So just for that thought, wrong thought, 6 months for deprived of tahajjud. So you see, this relationship is the most personal relationship. that relationship must never be affected, no matter what goes. After all, the person fights in the path of Allah Ta'ala. So Allah Pak says, Balahyaw, he gave one life. He gave me one life. I'll give him continuous life. Balahyaw. Why? He gave his most personal thing. And I say Allah Pak, he's not one to forget. So you think he'll just leave your life? You continuous life, thousands of life. You give one, to ek paisa dega, or 10 lakh dega. He'll give you so much. But just try and give. And then you see how Allah Pak replenish, give you something more, better quality. But what is the level of your generosity for the sake of Allah, giving this up, busting this? So what generosity you got? Do you appreciate this relationship? Do you respect the relationship? So nothing. This relationship is too dear. I don't want to upset this thing. I don't want to interfere with this thing. See that? Then that just comes in. Just attraction, especially. Then you see how things are just flowing now, working out. You feel the comfort in the masjid. You feel like going to Jamaat. In Jamaat also, you see, your time correctly. You're not playing fools or partying around after Asr to Maghrib. Generally, in Jamaat is zikr time. Then I don't change that to tea time, tea and biscuits. You know. Then you can have at home, or after Isha. But now, just sacrificing that zikr time, zikr, tilawat, or tea and biscuits is a terrible, terrible bargain. You know. Which was a special moment, you know, with Allah Ta'ala, between you and Allah Ta'ala. That was one time. And then the Tahajjud is the next time in Jamaat, right? At home also, but Jamaat, Asr to Maghrib, and the Tahajjud time, very important. I won't sacrifice it for anything. I won't do anything that will deprive me for Tahajjud. See that, yeah, that wrong thoughts of someone is entertaining you, and you are deprived for 6 months. So I don't want to experiment with this thing. I'm go this way, go for 3 days, 40 days, but it's my personal relationship. I'm just servicing that relationship, just strengthening the bond with Allah Ta'ala. The more I'm doing it, the more excitement appears. The beloved is coming more and more clear to me now. Sweetness I'm getting now is something else. The fragrance I'm getting is something else. The beauty I'm getting is something else. So I want to service this relationship. So you service it, and we're not doing anything that will interrupt and disrupt this thing. Anything small, no matter how small, mental, physical, verbal, visual, anything that may come in. I say it's a simple experiment. Tell the students, imagine you looked after your tongue, right? And then just for 5 minutes you argued someone. Fought with someone, just for 5 minutes. Argued, made ghibat, right? Now I ask you, after that, when you're in namaz, do you have the same level of attention? In your Quran Sharif, same level of release. In your dua, did you have the same? Making talim, same. But isn't it a terrible, a lousy, miserable bargain? For the 5 minutes of argument that I must have the last say, I lost everything. I could have just kept quiet. Yesterday we explained, Al Mu'allim Yasab Rahmatullahi, rather be the loser. What? Rather be the loser. Defeat, right? But then your relationship with Allah Ta'ala is restored. But I say, isn't that a great bargain? It seemed like, you know, you're a failure, alright? Feel how you want to. But I don't want to interrupt this personal relationship with Allah Ta'ala. With this lousy argument, debate. Alright, see, must pay 500 more. Alright, please. I don't want to fight over it. Because I know I got a relationship with Allah. You think you're going to play around with that? So when you value that relationship, then everything comes in place. But you don't value it then. Today you're breaking it, upsetting it again. Now imagine it's your wife now, right? And you carry on like this. You know, I don't trust you. How do you feel? I don't trust you. Do it once and again and again. How can I trust a person like you? If Allah Ta'ala has the same relationship that I abandoned you, then is there any refuge after that? So just value this. وَلَمْ يُسِرُّوا عَلَىٰ مَا فَعَلُوا وَهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ. So they may make mistakes, but they don't persist. Once and last, after that they don't know. Eyes, tongue, your mind, your ears, look after these things. The valuable moments you got, don't lose those moments. They come and they go on. Just listen to us. We read Fajr Namaz this morning, Monday morning, right? 22nd, 23rd of Ramadan. Will this ever come again? Came only once, gone after that. So Allah is giving you, is alluding towards a lesson, that these opportunities and precious moments will come once and never to be repeated. So make the best of it.
بالغ کی شناخت. ارشاد, طبی بالغ وہ ہے جس سے منی نکلے اور حقیقی بالغ وہ ہے جو منی سے نکل جائے, یعنی خودی و کبر سے.
Biologically, you call that person has reached the age of puberty when he emits semen, right? When semen is emitted, you see now, he is mature. Don't you say that? How do you understand he's reached, he emits this? So that is a biological maturity. Then you get a spiritual maturity. So, you see, biologically he's matured. Mentally, spiritually, is he matured? Can be still childish. Yeah. He can still be childish. Though he looks like a man, well-dressed, well-attired, and well, you know, the choice of his words are good, all that, you know. Congratulations, compliments. So he can be speaking like that. But mentally, psychologically, mentally, spiritually, still like a child. He's just an overgrown baby. How do you feel? So when do you become mature mentally, spiritually, emotionally? When you have come out of this money, there's two different meanings of money, right? One is money. We know that the semen, right? And the other money is, I came out of my ego, me. I came out of that ego. So there's no ego left, the ego is smashed. So I'm not concerned about what people will say of me, what they think of me. As long as my Allah Pak is happy with me. People let them say it, they'll say it tomorrow, they'll say something. But my Allah Ta'ala must be pleased with me at any given moment. But that person has become spiritually, mentally mature. Otherwise he's still a child, an overgrown baby. What do you see now? Big people now, they're still watching soccer, cricket, for hours. So what do you see? The overgrown babies. Or they're playing the thing, for hours, training and playing. Right? So what do you call it, a child? Childish, right? But you can't tell me, you know, we are a professional league. So, that lahu and la'ib, right? Lahu and la'ib, they made it seem to be so professional, right? You're doing zina, but it's like a professional league. How to do it professionally. So, he's stealing, but he's a professional thief. So any value, no value. It's just that people have attached importance to it. Otherwise, it's just amusement, pastime, sports, nothing, absolute nothing. Hollow. Right? So, that person is called spiritually mature when he's come out of all this money, this ego, and this type of wrong instincts. Right? He's come out of that, wrong instincts, his ego. Doesn't think of himself. So what Allah Pak wants, amanna wa saddaqna, I just listen to that. Obviously now you have to work with the whole family, so how are you going to work? So I tell that to work, but remember, no fights, no hurtful feelings. You have to maneuver them, but without a fight and without a hurtful feeling. I know one friend, he passed away a long time ago. So he'll see now his woman folk, daughters, sisters, all that. Sometimes they're chit-chatting and they can be bordering with demons. So now he needs to just move them away. Let's go for a small drive. I'll take you all, park you all outside. I'll get you ice creams from the Wimpy and enjoy yourself. So you have to learn to just bypass all these things here. But in a nice manner, without fighting, arguing, without taking the bull by the horn. You took the anger off by the horn. So what you must take? Anger. The misuse of the tongue, you took it by the horn. But now with beauty, with respect, you substituted something and removed them from that evil. You see what happens. So you have to get it corrected, but how to do it? The home, woman, etc. Because it won't look nice that you going self to Jannah, the wife is going to Jahannam. It doesn't look right. So you want yourself and your wife and your children to all go. So you want them all to go, then do it and without ill feelings. So how to do it? Think of a way. In business, don't we think of ways? I know I was in the shop, small child, right? So that time the business culture was different, life different, right? But, so you got the poorer people, they look up at you, right? So that you want to sell something, what do you do? And you got that felt hat, right? First you have that felt hat, right? So the boss who put that himself, this is the right thing. So you make a plan, you want to sell the thing, right? So you want to buy akhirat, what? You want to sell away this dunya, exchange, you want to get akhirat. So with beauty, with respect, in a dignified approach, can we do that? Allah Tawfiq.